SBS 电台广东话节目。
So first of all, congratulations on getting the award, Global Impact Award. And how do you feel about receiving the award?
It's a great award for encouraging Australians to be more interactive and collaborate with people overseas. So about half the Australians that win it already overseas and come back, the other half are in Australia and going away. So it's a good award, and international collaborations are really important these days.
I know that you've been awarded the Nobel Prize for the Physiology and Medicine, and like it has been 13 years since you awarded the Nobel Prize. Are you still working in the field related to the connection between the Helicobacter pylori and peptic ulcer disease?
So you did say it correctly, Helicobacter pylori, and that's a stomach bacteria. And in Mandarin, I know it's called Yumen Lo Shuan Ganjun. And so it infects the stomach, and about half the people in the world have it. And in China, at least half the population has it, more so in the less developed, poorer areas of China. But still, so many people in China have stomach problems, and if they get older, they might get stomach cancer. And there's more than 300,000 cases of fatal stomach cancer in China each year. So as a doctor, I still like to do research into Helicobacter, and so China is a great place because everyone in China is a bit interested in this bacteria, and I get more and more invitations every year. So it's kind of booming, and eventually I think we'll be treating a lot of people in China. So I'm doing that kind of activity, which I've done for quite a few years, as you know. But the other part of it is what's new, and the new thing is that Helicobacters have infected humans for hundreds of thousands of years, probably. So the thing is that maybe Helicobacters provide some protection against allergies. And so we have started a company in Australia. It's called Ondek, O-N-D-E-K. And we're making a Helicobacter product, which you could take or give to your kids, which would move your allergy problem downwards, so that instead of your immune system being too active, which happens a lot these days as we live in such a clean environment, we would be able to take Helicobacter, a killed one, a friendly one, not dangerous, and then that would be like a prebiotic or probiotic kind of concept, and it would trigger the immune system to act a little bit more like a Stone Age person's immune system, which was less reactive. So it's pretty exciting for me, and that's really what I'd like to do, and beneficial because a lot of people will benefit.
So back to the Nobel Prize, how your life has been changed after receiving the Nobel Prize? Has it constrained the area of work you're working on?
The Nobel Prize has constrained me in some respect because everybody wants to know the story of winning the Nobel Prize. And of course, it is a great story looking back on it. And one of the ones they always like to hear about is the fact that to prove that the bacteria were harmful, I drank the bacteria and then developed stomach problems and showed that the bacteria could infect humans and cause stomach problems, maybe ulcers. So that's where we started from. Now, I try to branch out, but I'm going to stay in gastroenterology. That is my specialty, as well as infectious disease. And nowadays, people are more and more interested in this area, and you'll hear people talking about the microbiome and different things, different ways food could affect your health, and how the immune system of the intestine makes you sensitive to different things like peanuts, and everyone's a bit worried about allergies. So there's lots and lots of areas that might be investigated related to the gastrointestinal tract. When I started off, of course, we were doing endoscopy, putting the scope down in the stomach, taking samples. But nowadays, you can even swallow those little capsules with cameras on them and take photos all the way through. So who knows what's going to be discovered next week.
Do you see any improvement in curing the disease after almost 40 years of the discovery of the peptic ulcer disease?
Yes. So we know that if we eradicate the bacteria, people's ulcers go away, and it protects them pretty much from developing stomach cancer. So that's a good aim. We're a bit worried about bacteria becoming resistant to antibiotics. And so we're trying out different antibiotic treatments to get around that. So in the past, we just gave everybody the same treatment, and then it didn't always work. So the future is that we would be studying the DNA of the bacteria, and we would predict which is going to be a successful antibiotic treatment for you. If you had a resistant one, we could look at its DNA, say, don't use that antibiotic, use this other one, it's much safer. And so that the future is that everyone will be able to get a cure in about 10 days and with antibiotics which are not harmful or dangerous.
So what are you currently working on?
So I travel to China about five times a year, and we're setting up Helicobacter diagnosis research, treatment research, epidemiology. For instance, who has Helicobacter in China? We're studying all kinds of different people, minority people as well, people in Tibet. We're getting some data from them. Because if you study the Helicobacter, you can tell where people came from, because the Helicobacter migrates with the people. And so you can study the genealogy and human migration. So that's all pretty interesting for us. So that's going on in China, and we've got lots of great investigators in China are getting funding, and the government's very supportive for it. So maybe there's going to be another Nobel Prize coming out of China, something to do with Helicobacter or some kind of spin-off. So we're all pretty excited about it.
Yeah, and we will wait for you to get the other Nobel Prize for that.
I don't know. Someone said, I think it was Dr. Sanger, he got two Nobel Prizes, and he said the second one's much easier.
大家覺得剛才的節目怎樣呢？請在 SBS 廣東話的 Facebook 網頁 like 我們。